from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Deadly shooting at U.S. church. The white suspect in the massacre at a historic black church in South Carolina is scheduled to make a court appearance today for a bail hearing as federal authorities continue to investigate the killings as a possible hate crime. 21-year-old Dylan Roff was flown back to South Carolina on Thursday in the custody of the FBI. He'd driven to North Carolina after allegedly murdering 9 worshipers, including an 87-year-old woman, and wounding 3 more inside the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston on Wednesday. Police say Roff walked into the church and sat quietly for an hour during a Bible study before standing up and saying he had to kill all black people. President Obama spoke Thursday at the White House.
I don't need to be constrained about the emotions that tragedies like this raise. I've had to make statements like this too many times.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Pope Francis called on the world Thursday to combat global warming that he says is leading the earth to environmental ruin. The Pope issued a landmark letter to Catholics called an encyclical backing scientific evidence that climate change is mostly caused by human activity. He said this could lead to an unprecedented destruction of ecosystems in this century. The Pope called for an end to what he said is a culturally perverse economic system in which wealthy countries exploit the poor, leaving the earth looking more and more like an immense pile of filth. Militants from Boko Haram have killed at least 38 people in raids on 2 villages in Niger's Diffa region. The attack marks the latest attempt by the Nigeria-based insurgents to strike inside neighboring countries that have joined the Nigerian military's attempt to quash the group. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says there will be a solution to the Greek debt crisis that will allow the country to return to growth while staying in the eurozone. The Prime Minister also said he's looking forward to the emergency summit on Monday that eurozone leaders are holding in an effort to seal a deal with Greece over its debt crisis. Eurozone President Jorin Dijsselbloem says a solution remains unclear.
Whether more steps can be taken very much depends on whether over the coming days there will be credible proposals from the Greek side. So I can't speculate on the outcome of Monday.
The meeting of finance ministers of 19 eurozone countries will be crucial in determining whether international creditors will unlock another $8.2 billion in bailout funding ahead of a June 30th deadline. More than 2,000 troops from 9 NATO nations are on the march in Poland. They're participating in the first exercise of NATO's new Rapid Response Force. Alliance leaders say the exercises are intended to reassure Eastern European member countries troubled by Russia's role in the Ukraine crisis. Meantime, the U.S. is planning to deliver additional weapons to NATO member allies in the Baltics and Eastern Europe. Russian President Vladimir Putin is promising to strengthen his country's nuclear arsenal. Charles Maines reports.
The United States has proposed stationing heavy weaponry in several countries in Eastern Europe and the Baltics. U.S. officials say they aim to reassure easternmost NATO member states unnerved by Moscow's annexation of Crimea and tacit support to separatist rebels fighting in East Ukraine. A senior Russian Defense Ministry official called the NATO deployment in Eastern Europe the most aggressive step by the Pentagon and NATO since the Cold War. NATO accused the Kremlin of nuclear saber-rattling over its planned ICBM program. I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is accusing the United Nations chief of hypocrisy for criticizing Israel for the deaths of Palestinian children during last year's war in Gaza. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made no mention of Hamas during a Security Council debate on Thursday on protecting children in war zones, but he said he is deeply alarmed at the suffering of so many children as a result of Israeli military operations in Gaza last year. He called on Israel to review existing policies and practices and respect the special protections given to schools and hospitals. An angry Mr. Netanyahu called it a Black Day for the UN. Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha is urging the public not to panic after the country confirmed its first case of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, also known as MERS. He said that the government is taking care of this, encouraging anyone in doubt about their symptoms to go to the hospital. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is Joe Palca reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.